Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Good morning and welcome again to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
And today we have another one of our GSSM interviews. Who are we interviewing today?
Caleb James. And if you don't remember, Caleb is the young guy that did the session on the five-step prayer model, which, by the way, we prayed for Caleb at the Airbnb. He was a little bit nervous. You know that the number one fear in America is speaking on stage, public speaking to people. So congratulations, you have overcome what 90% or maybe even 95% of Americans will never overcome by leading us publicly into the five-step prayer model. And man, we counted 14, at least I'm going to say 14, because there were some people that were here to offer 14 testimonies of miracle healings that night.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which, by the way, you know, that's a greater breakout than my first shot. just so you know, my first shot, I came back from an encounter at a Voice of Apostles.
I'm laughing because I was there. So
yeah, which I was. Yeah, were you there?
I was there.
Oh wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot who all was there. I was too scared. We came back and the Spirit really was pressing me, and I thought we had 10 miracle healings that night, and I just thought that was the most extraordinary thing ever. And you lost with 14 out of the gate. So I'm just saying.
Pretty good
manifestation of the power of the Spirit to work in people's bodies to help them, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome, Caleb. And we're so glad that you're here. I just want to interview you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself, about your raising. Where were you raised? You're from Canada. That's interesting. And moved down to go to global school. Give us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so grew up in Canada, just outside of Vancouver, BC. And
now that's by where the Bouchard Gardens are, right? Do I have that right? Isn't that Victoria, Vancouver? Isn't that those? Yeah.
We
hung out there. By the way, if you've never been to the Bouchard Gardens, that is a must-see location for people. Holly and I took a trip up there. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go for it.
Yeah. So, grew up just outside Vancouver, BC. Three siblings. So, with two brothers, one just a little bit older than me and one a few years younger than me, just a lot of like competition, playing a lot of sports growing up, and that was a lot of fun. And then really in grade five, I had my first like concussion. Concussion is like just a severe head injury. Just a lot of challenges throughout middle school and then high school into early college. And yeah, at one point I actually received a dream from the Lord where he showed me a healing minister who I'd seen online before.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dream, this guy laid his hands on me and I basically fell to my knees and I knew that like some sort of healing had occurred.
Mm.
And so I pressed in a little bit more, coming from a background that doesn't really know the gifts, doesn't really believe too much in healing for today in like North America.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
And
that's for those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, so flew out to see him. He laid his hands on me during the service and just power and peace unlike anything I've ever felt before. And my mom said I was on the floor for about 45 minutes.
Wow.
So that was my big encounter with the Lord that really transformed, the way I walked with the Lord and set a fire in my heart for him.
Hey, can I dive into something that you just said there?
Yeah.
A lot of people have never had an experience where someone laid hands on them and they fell to the floor.
Right.
That's a mystery to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you?
Well, honestly, it caught me very by surprise, because for a lot of the people, this guy would lay his hands on them and they would just be healed.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was just expecting the, you know, the pain to go.
Okay.
And so for 3 seconds, he was laying his hands on his fingers on my eyes, and I didn't feel anything. And I was like, oh man, I'm going to embarrass him. I'm going to embarrass myself being up here.
And then I'm a dud. Is that what you were thinking?
I'm a dud. And then wham, just like the power and the peace hit me, and wow. I fell back onto the floor.
Mm.
Yeah.
Equally, a number of people struggle to know if they call it being slain in the spirit or falling out or right. whatever.
Yeah.
I find equally a lot of people struggle to know what happened. What came from that? Mm. How did you sort that out? I mean, did you get up and say, man, so my mom said I was out for 45 minutes. What came from that? Can you kind of describe what that was like for you?
Yeah, it's a great question. So one of the ways we can test whether or not it really was of the Lord is the fruit.
Okay.
The fruit that comes out of the encounter.
Yeah.
And so for me, I was someone who, you know, maybe spent 15, 30 minutes a day with the Lord, and it was more out of duty than anything else.
Okay. All right.
But after that touch from the Lord, probably the biggest change was I just wanted to spend time with him.
Wow. Your desires changed.
Yeah, my desires changed. And so I would spend a lot of time in the Word, a lot of time in prayer, even if I had free time throughout the day. I actually wanted to spend that time. It wasn't just because I had it scheduled out and I would feel guilty if I didn't do it.
Okay. Okay. So you were now, I'm drawn in, I'm wanting more of God. Before, I'm doing God because I should.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I want more of God.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy good. Powerful. Okay, so take us to, how did you plug into Global School? So you went there. How'd you get connected with Global School of Supernatural Ministry?
Yeah, so I started looking into a bit more on divine healing after that.
Okay.
I actually wasn't able to walk out my healing from that encounter, even though my walk with the Lord was really transformed. And so I was looking more into divine healing, stumbled across Randy Clark. And it was a good thing it was Randy Clark, because if it was like Bill Johnson or one of those other people, I probably would have pulled back because I'd heard so much negative stuff about them.
Mm, yeah.
And Randy Clark was someone I knew basically nothing about. So okay. I was open to it, and that was good. And so looked into a little bit, and he mentioned the school in one of his teachings.
Okay.
And yeah, the school, everything just looked really good. There was a grounding in the Word, exposure to the Spirit, which I hadn't had, and just a lot of peace and joy every time I thought about it. Hmm. So,
you know, it's interesting you say it's a good thing it was Randy Clark, because I'm kind of, when I first, the Spirit began to point people out to me, I researched him, and there's two pages of negative Google stuff on him before you get to anything positive. And right. But I started with his rebuttal to his critics, and the humility impressed me that I decided to go further. But I remember whenever I was in my first conference with a Global Awakening event, that my door was closed. My front door was closed, because I'm like, I'm not into that, and I'm not into that, and I really don't want that. And so it was Heidi Baker's ministry that had the back door for me.
And then he blubbered for 3 days after.
So. Jared was there.
We're sharing a room. So, you know, Natalie and I aren't married yet. And so they take me on this trip to this conference.
He's from a Baptist background.
I'm from a Baptist
background. And has never had anything like this.
So we're in the hotel room, and my soon-to-be father-in-law can't stop crying. It's pretty uncomfortable. Like, man, get a grip.
Yeah, it's quite a deal. When I talk about it, I can still break in and all kind of weird emotions. But oh, Lord help us. But yeah, that's a great encounter. Okay, so you've been going to global school, and that's great. Have you had any experience like you did Friday night when we described, where you got up, you taught the 5-step prayer model, and then the breakout of the Holy Spirit, where there was 14 people that testified that they received miracle healing? Was that your first, or have you had breakout healings like that before?
So that was my first. I've actually only seen a few healings prior to that, from people I prayed for.
Yeah.
So that was part of why I felt sort of unqualified coming in and teaching that.
Yeah.
But yeah, God in His grace just moved very powerfully.
Yeah, yeah. God in His grace moved powerfully. Isn't that something?
You crossed the chicken wire.
You'd cross the chicken wire. And it might be that that you have a special anointing for miracle healing on your life, too. So, I'd sure go there and test that one out if I was you, because I think that's a good possibility. A lot of times the Lord will cause a breakout like that to try to say, hey, this is something I'm going to take you into, mm-hmm. If you want to go there, mm-hmm. So that would be the case. I want to dive into another area. You talked about how, you went to this guy and he prayed for you and you were slain in the spirit and you thought you were healed.
Right.
And, you still struggle with some physiological stuff, mm-hmm. From your brain injuries in your past and whatnot, but you do have the fruit of, I went from doing God because I'm supposed to I want God.
Yeah.
I want the Spirit. I want the Bible. I want the Word. I want more of God. Can you describe just a little bit about what that looks like for, all right, I didn't get the healing I was hoping for. At least it didn't last.
Mm-hmm.
But what did last was my desire for more of God. You've been walking that out. Tell us what that looks like a little bit, if you would. And while you're thinking, I've got my granddaughter, or is that my daughter out there that might have come through? Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would actually say the desire is something that I'm learning I have to keep aflame.
Yes.
So even though there was a big touch and that was God's grace to really reshape my heart, it's not something that is now like automatically, like I just so desire to spend time in the Word and in prayer every single day.
Yes.
And so, yeah, for me, it's been sort of a journey on how do I keep that love aflame, and trying to learn how to receive God's love is something that I've been on a journey in these past 2 years since that encounter.
Yeah. And you're not unique nor alone in that journey.
Right.
I try to help people. Even Jeremiah the prophet, he said yes, and then he turned his yes into a no. And he quit. And he said, I'm done. I'm done with all this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord woos him back and says, Jeremiah, let's talk. Let's talk through this, And basically you'll see those chapters in Jeremiah where the Lord says, come back to me and I'll come back to you. And I'll start putting my words back in your mouth again. And
Lord, quit giving me prophetic words about underwear.
That's what Jeremiah was. He said, I am done with this kind of prophesying. And the Lord wooed him back and he said, let's rekindle this thing and let's redo this thing again. So you're not alone. It's a very Bible story of the process of, Lord, I want to renew this. I want to rekindle this. Yeah, and that's a great illustration. I want to keep that fresh, right?
Yeah,
yeah. What kind of things do you do to try to keep that fresh?
Well, one of the things that is super special to me, and I think every person sort of has this one special form of communion with the Lord that has something really meaningful for them. For me, it's actually just sitting with Him and just being totally still in silence.
Mm.
And so when I just sit in that place and I'm just not trying to figure out the right words, not concerned about performance or learning, even like learning things, but just sitting in His presence, that's really where I encounter His love the most powerfully.
Mm. Yeah. And I love that you said that every person has one way that they really connect with God in a free freeway. Right. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Listen, Caleb, I really appreciate you sharing your testimony. Do you mind if I pray for you?
Of course.
Yeah. Father, I just thank you for Caleb. Thank you for his testimony and for his life. And Lord, we just thank you for the breakout of miracle healing that we saw when he taught on the five-step prayer model. And we believe that that's not by chance and that that is not a one-time thing. We believe, Father God, that you're offering something to him as a gift of miracle healing for others. And we just pray that you would help him grow in that gift. Help him, Lord God, grow into miracle healing for others, Lord God, on his journey. Grant his desire to stay warm and desirous of the things of God. And we just thank you for taking him in that ministry ahead and that journey ahead. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.